Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masech the Sugah Dafam and Alephim and Beitz. The Gemara brings a machleik starting from Laman Alephim and Alephim of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold Lula Vayavish is Pasir. Rabbi Yehuda holds its Kasher. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya that Lula Vayavish is Kasher because Maisa b'bnei Korchem Shemarishim is Slovein Levnei Vinehen. It was a Maisa, the people who live in the cities far away from the fields where they don't necessarily have any palm trees, that they bequeath the Lulavim, they yarish the Lulavim to their grandchildren. So you see, Lulav Yavish is kasher. Amalai Misham Raya. Is that a Raya? Ain't Shasat Chak Raya. There's no Raya from a case of Shasat Chak where they didn't have fresh Lulavim. Now, it's a Machalikas Rishainim. How do we understand the teretz of Ain't Shasat Chak Raya? Taisis here in Amman Aleph by Lamatza Esreg, where the Gemara says, Leyavi Rima Neparish. He says, Yesh l'daktim ikandim le'matza kashim b'varach l'pasol, midanaket parish ariman. He says, if you don't have an esrig, you can't take another fruit. But it sounds like if you don't have a kashir esrig, you could take a pasol esrig, v'yesh l'dchais, but you could be da'ich l'rayim. Al'yesh l'daktik d'shari k'moy lulav pasol l'rabbanim b'shasat chak. But you could bring a rayim that it's mutter. Just like you find a lulav that's pasol l'rabbanim b'shasat chak, you could be mevarach on it. So who had then any psol? So this is a mavur that the Gemara, the Pshat, the Gemara is a mavarich on it. Which means that he eats it. That's what the Rosh also says in Siman Yadalit. And he brings it also from Ibishai and Mitroni to Taisus Rid, that you eats in the mitzvah's lulav when you don't have another lulav and you make a bracha. The Rambam, in Ilchas Lulav Perachas Loch Aleph, writes like this. Ubishas Atraka, Bishas Sakana, lulav hayavish kasher, avalei sharminim. B'shasat chaka b'shasat kona lulav ayavish is kasher, but not any other minim. So it sounds like specifically yavish, not any other psulim, and specifically lulav, no other min. So the Rambam also is the chayyur klar that the Gemara is saying b'shasat chaka it's kasher, but he holds it's dafka by lulav and dafka by yavish, and the chayyur is very short. The chilek is the guy who's maimon. He says v'anu seim chalal zega mehades hayavish. We shtal to hades hayavish to lulav ayavish, but not anything else. What exactly is the chiluk? The Ritva says, "Nikan samchu ganim diyavish v'niktam reisha v'chal psulim yaitzim behem b'shasat chak afilu b'yem rishen," which is mashmi yaitzim behem. But he says it's only by lulav and hanas and arava, but not by esrog. Why? He says the chiluk is esrog. It says b'feirish hadar, and these it doesn't say b'feirish hadar. But still a bissel shver. What should be the chiluk? What's the difference? It says b'feirish hadar. Now, so far we only mentioned the Shita Taisis, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that say that it's a din in all Dalad Minim, that if you don't find one that's kosher, you could take the one that's pasul. The Rambam also learns the Yetzah, but he holds his dafka by Lulav, and the guy's Maimini adds Hadas, and Dvas says dafka Lulav, Hadas, and Arava. That's the Shitas we have so far. Now, the Dvas also mentions that it's only when it's a psul because of a mum, or because of a lack of hadar. The psul is because it's not that shear, l'mashal. You don't have the shear that you need, or it's not that min. Let's say he says the arava, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that tzaf-tzafa is pasul. Why? He says tzaf-tzafa doesn't blame a min arava. It's similar to an arava, but it's not the same min. Or by a hadas, if it's not mishulish, so the problem is it's missing avos. That's a chsarin in the min. So such a thing would even be possible b'shasat chak. Now the Ravid holds that the way. The Ravid on the Sugis of the Rambam in Periches Halacha Aleph says that if it's a psul deraisa, how could it be mechalti b'shasat chak or not? That's his kasha. And he says the pshat in the Gemara is that they are merishin for one reason, shloishtakach teres lulav minei. But not to do a yaitza. And then of course you wouldn't make a bracha. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda never said that they made a bracha. Rabbi Yehuda just said they are merishin. You don't know they made a bracha. So the Rosh brings this all. He brings a long arichas from the Ravid about this. He brings the Ravid, brings the reason of the Yerushalmi, that Yavish is kemes, and layameisim halukah, and he says it blibes like nichtes shirei. And he says like this. He says, is a din to take things shalei teshtakech. The Gemara just says, you don't take another min shalei teshtakech, and the Gemara says a reason for it, because maybe you'll be asi lemisrach. Maybe even when you'll have that, you'll assume that that's the right min. But he says, the Ravid says, the Gemara is mashma, that if you don't have all four meaning, you take three. Shalei teshtakech, because when it says don't take the remain, But it doesn't say don't take the lulav and the hadis and the rav, which anyway you'd have to take if you take the remain. Elamai, that's halacha. You take the three. Why? Because there's no problem of us and lemiso. There's no problem that you might forget the thing. If you're using a pomegranate, you might think a pomegranate is the min of the esrig. But if you're taking three, you won't think that you ate it with three, because you know the Torah says four. But the Rosh is bothered. The Rosh says that if Rabbi Huda brought a raya, so how could he bring a raya? How does he know that they made a brach on it? If he brought a raya, Lysis, he knew what they did. So come to say, Rabbi Huda brought a raya, it must be at least in Rabbi Huda's opinion, they were mevarach on it. So, if the Chacham hold they were not mevarach, so they shouldn't say, Misham raya ain't shasat chak raya, they should say, you don't know the mitzvahs correctly. You think they made a bracha, and really they didn't. Elamai, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Huda's version that they did make a bracha, and still the Chacham say ain't shasat chak raya. So that's a raya that according to the Chacham, you do make a bracha. Not like the Raven. That's the Rosh's taina. But I think that arguing in pshat exactly what happened over here. And really, you have this machlekes in regard to another thing the Raven brought down. This is all the Raven is all in Hilchas Lulav LaRaven. And towards the end of Hilchas Lulav LaRaven, Mamish Kamat by the end, he brings a raya from a Menachem Yitzchak. He's discussing his Yavish Pasul for all 7 days or only the first day, even though initially the Gemara said it was Pasul all 7 days. But he had a shayla about it. But he had a raya from this Gemara. He brought it from Nachum Avitzah. Because he says, if you're going to say that Lekuli Al Miyavish is kasha for all 7 days, only the first day it's pasul, so what should be this raya b'chlal? Maybe they were Mayrish of Nevenem to use it for the rest of Sukkot. How do you know he could use it the first day? Why did they have to say in Shasat Chak raya? They should have said they was Mayrish to use for all 7 days. Alamai, there's a psul Yavish all 7 days. So the Ramban in the Asaga says, I don't understand what the hadman of a raya this is. Why would he bring down such a raya? He said, it's not the pshat that we only know one fact, that they were meirish of levnei v'neim, we have no idea what they did with it. Otherwise, Tam, you could say, of course they were meirish of levnei v'neim. Yerusha goes by itself. Maybe they used the lulavim to make ropes out of them, or to sweep the floor. The Teretz is, the raya is that they had an atilas lulav. So if he knew about the Netilas Lulav, he must have known that it was the first day. What's your raya that it was all 7 days? The Ramban's like very disturbed. Why does he bring such a raya? Because how could you have a raya they were Meirish? Maybe they were Meirish for the 7 days. What do you mean? That's all we knew is that they were Meirish? Obviously we know they used them. And if we know they used them, so we know they used them for the first day. It's not a raya. So the Ramban says he likes the raya. Because he says, obviously they didn't know what they did with them. Because Mimanu Shach, he says, Mamish this time that the Rosh has. If they knew they made a bracha, so what's Ein Shasat Chak Raya? The Ran's of the opinion that the whole thing is only to use the Shalait Tishtakach, and you don't make a bracha. Elamai, they didn't make a bracha, so what was Rabbi Yehuda's Raya? Elamai, they didn't know. They knew one thing and one thing alone. They were Meirishit. And Zok the Ran, the Gemara knew that obviously you're not being Meirishit to your grandchildren to use it for a broom. That's not the point. They were Meirishit because it was a lulav. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if they were Meirishit because it's a lulav, why'd they do it for? Teretz says, Avada, normally they're going to try to find the fresh lulav to make a brachan, but just in case there's no fresh lulav in the vicinity, so they'll have this dried out lulav to make a bracha. And the Chacham say, no, they didn't do it to make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha. The point was, if there'd be no fresh lulav in the vicinity, they would use this lulav, al sojishtakach teretz lulav. So that, the Ravid has a good raya, because if everyone agrees that you can use the fiyant of Sheni, they should have just said that they needed the lulav to be used fiyant of Sheni. Valkabanim, here's the machlokes. We have the shita of the Ravid and the Ran that says, Yibichlal not yetza. All these psalm, you're not yetza at all. The reason why they took the lulav, the omerish of Nebenayim, is shalit yishtakach teres lulav, and you don't make a bracha. We have the shita of Taisus, and the Taisus Rid, and the Rosh, that all the psalm, you do make a bracha. And we have the Rambam that says that Yevani you make a bracha with dafka by lulav yavish, the guy is maimin etz adas yavish, and the Ritva that says from the Gainim that it's dafka lulav adasim and aravis, but not esrei, because there it doesn't say hadar befeirish. And how do we bask? In the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Mem Tesiv Vav says all the psulim, whether it's yavish or any other psulim achmas mumin, all the dalad minim, if you don't have anything else, you take them without a bracha. And I think, and I understand this from the Mishesef as well, that his Mesupik had a paskin. It wasn't like he paskin like the Ravid, that the whole Gemara means without a bracha and not yetza. I think it was Mesupik. But Lagabi Bracha, he was machmir, because even if you are yetzer with them, but the bracha is not ma'akib, it's a suffix brachas, so merely you take it without a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a shtickle chiddush, which comes from Achrenim, the Peskim, that this din of taking it shloit to shtakach tayrus lulav is only when it's psul machmas mum. But if psul machmas kasar and shir, or it's not the right min, like hadash shaitu, it's safsaf, it's possible even mashasal chak. Now we spoke at the Ritva that says this, but the Ritva says it in the shita that holds that you make a bracha. So there, it's very good, because dafka by the psul hada, like we're going to speak about, there the pshat is that mashasal chak, you don't have that psul. But if it's simply not a lulav, it's not, I mean, not a hadas, not a rav, it's a hadash shaitu, it's a safsafa, it's simply not the right min, so that there's no chiluk mashasal chak. It's a shtickle chiddush to shtel it to even l'didon that we're not making a bracha, we're taking a shleit to shtakach, but even then we're saying this chiluk. But the Paiskim is saying has the same thing as parish and rimain. Just like by parish and rimain, you don't even take a lezecher, so things that simply aren't that min l'chlal, you don't even take a lezecher. Why not? The teretz is because that yitaka might be osi l'misrach. So when it has a mum, you know that it's a mum. You're bederachlal going to try to find one without a mum. But when there's no mum at all, it's just that it's not the right min. If you're going to take a b'shasal chak, you might think it is the right min. But that's the p'sak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Paiskim are make a lakapanim by Yavesh to make a bracha by all dalet minim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham and the Achrenim. The Lamaisi, you could make a bracha when you don't have anyone, when you don't have another one. But what's taka pashat pshat? In other words, the chayy the raiv is asking good. If it's a psul deraisa, how could a psul deraisa be kasher b'shasa tchak? So the Rosh already goes to answer this question. He says, these are the words he says. He says, kol hani psuli, moshin akasa l'chachamim. All these psulim, the pasuk gave it over to the chachamim. V'heim amru shaloi b'shasa tchak, afil b'di'evid layasa. Kadei sheyizu yisrael b'mitzvahs. If it's not b'shasa tchak, and I v'yitzu b'di'evid. And that's because the people should be careful about mitzvahs. Makam etchak hechshirim kevin she'eiv shebin yinachem mevarchan aleihem. Makam etchak they will machshir them. Moshin akasav gachamim. So it's an interesting lashon. It sounds come out like it's the rabbanim because he says, "Hey, Rav, Mishloi b'shach filu b'di'avad liyatzik they sheyizu yisrael b'mitzvahs." Kamin Asanel says he's talking about all the mitzvah by the Zayin Yamim, not the first day, but it's not mashmir away at all. Is an Igris Maisha, very interesting, Narachayim Chelek Aleph Simon Kofi Zayin, where he says that he wants to be telling a Chakira. Is a Psul Hadar a Be'etzim Dik Psul? That there's a Tanai in the Torah, it has to be Hadar, and Chazal decided what's not considered Hadar, what's a Chsar in Hadar, and it's a Psul, and male then be Psul even B'Shan Sadchak. Well, no, the Psul Hadar is because you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Anveil. And he says, that's what Rashi means in the beginning, that the Eilam Shtelzach, the Taisa asks the Kasha and Rashi, Alulav Ayavish, Rashi says, Zimina Mutzvah Muderis Iksiv Anveyu. And Taisa asks, Anveyu is not absolute to be Makiv, you need Hadar to be Makiv. The Zakhtar of Mesha, the Pshat is, that the Psul is because normally there's a mitzvah to do Zakhelev Anveyu, normally it's not Makiv, but Lulav it is Makiv. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So if it's a psul agov, so nevad even b'shas l'chak, you'd have a psul. But if it's a pshat, it's because the kiyam of zekeliv and veyu is ma'akev, so b'shas l'chak, you weren't not ma'akev zekeliv and veyu. You were ma'aveyu as much as possible. So mela, it can't be ma'akev. So that's what it means, mashin akas l'chachamim, because obviously, if you chaser a little bit in the beauty, you took something which is not as vanveyu as you could be. You don't have a zama huddidika esrog like you could have had, but avada that wouldn't be possible. Right? There's no shir to that. So Chazal established a minimum shir that if you didn't do vanveyu in this minimum shir, then it's going to be possible. Now, it's a shtickle problem. What's the words of the Rosh? Hey, Mom, Shazhaskaka, Phil, Bevel, Yosik, Teshi, Yizu, Yisrael, Bemitzvice. So the Gishmaisha says an interesting thing. He says, that's pshat in the Torah. Why did the Torah decide by lulav that it should be ma'akev? Because the Torah wanted b'chlal to realize the importance of zekeli van veyu. That's why he says, they sheyizu yisrael b'mitzvah. It's not that they sheyizu yisrael to be mahadir in this mitzvah. They sheyizu yisrael b'mitzvahs altogether, other mitzvahs. This mitzvah is ma'akev in the avid stam. But why, in order for klal yisrael to be nizah b'mitzvahs, I should understand the importance of Zekeli Van Veyu. So Meila, Rav Meisha wants to explain Lefizeh, how you could then be Mechal between Lulav and other Minim, or Lulav Hayavesh and other Psulim, or Hadas, or whatever it is. Because you have to say in the Rambam, Mishal, is where does it come from, he's a little bothered, that there are two Dinim. There's a Din that if you're not Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu to Chazal's minimum standard, it's possible because you weren't Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu. And that's a Din by Lulav Hayavesh, that there's nothing wrong be'etzim with the Lulav, it's just you weren't Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu. But Chazal only said it by Lulav because the other Psulei Hadar, that's Taka Psulei Guf. So I want to also explain the Ritva this way. The Ritva says this din of Ein Shasat Chak Rai is dafka by Lulav Hadas and Arav because it doesn't say Hadar. But Esrog, where it says Hadar, then you don't have this din. So Shalos, what's the Chilik? Manavshach. Hayes, there is a Hekesh of Lulav and Hadas and Arav to Esrog. So the din hadar applies to them also. So why should it apply differently? Why? Because the Torah writes it beferish, then it's even b'shas al-chak, or the Torah didn't write it beferish, then it's only when you have another one. Azaga chazai, creates hadar is a definition of the esrig. So hadar, by esrig, defines the pri. If it's not hadar, it's simply not an esrig. So even b'shas al-chak, it's not an esrig. But the hekesh isn't that a lulav has to be hadar, the mahus of a lulav is hadar, the mahus of a handas is hadar, the mahus of a rav is hadar. That's not the mahus. The hakish is that there's a ikuva of hadar. But that ikuva of hadar could only be a din that if you're not mekayim, there's a kelev anveyu, it's ma'akev. But b'shas atchak, where there is no din of a kelev anveyu, you were mekayim it, it wasn't missing in Nikiyim, so then it wouldn't be ma'akev. That's it, I would say, according to Rav Meisha. Now, just a little bit more on the inyan of Yavesh, that on the Mishnah, Lulav Agazal Yavesh Pasul, Rashi says that the reason why Yavesh is Pasul is because Mina Mitzvah Medeiros Aksiv Vanveyu. And Taisus asked the Kasha, Vanveyu was only Lechatchila, it's not Pasul. The real reason is because Esrog says Hadar, and Lulav is the Hekesh to Esrog, and that really is what it says in the Gemara, early on Laman Aleph and Man Aleph. It says Kloy that way. What's Ripshan in Rashi? So some Achreinim, Rabbi Kivega, and the Karban Asanel, say that Rashi was bothered, but why is the Pasul beyond Rishani? Taiz himself over there said that the reason why they were sacked beyond Rishani is because of Hidda Mitzvah. And Rashi really says it. Rashi Bishloim Yavish Pasul says it's Pasul Midarabon because since it's Mitzvah, Mishim Zechel Mitzvah, been in Hidda Mitzvah. So that's what Rashi says Van Veyu. He doesn't say Hadar because Hadar wouldn't work for Yantav Sheni. And Rashi wanted to say a time for Yantav Sheni. And the Kabbis tomorrow also says it's Teretz and it's third Teretz, but it's a bit Dachuk. Like Rav Meisha points out, why would Rashi say the time for Yantav Sheni, not the time for Yantav Rishon? By Gazel, he said the time of Lechem. He didn't say the time Mitzvah by very for Yantav Sheni. Why would he say the time for Yantav Sheni? Unless Rashi wanted to explain the Haven of the Gemara, Bishloime Yavesh, Hadabina Veleka, Ella Gazel, Bish Yantav Rishon says Lechem, but Yantav Sheni, why? Why the Gemara held there was a Chilek? Because Teres says Gazel's not Lechem. And Yavish Zals Van Veyu. That's what the Achrayim say. Kavis Tumarim says other psukim. The Kavis Tumarim says without Van Veyu we wouldn't have made a Hekesh Lulav Esrog. Because there wouldn't be a Svarah to be Makesh. So that stems a little bit with the Pshanim saying in the Ritva. Without Van Veyu Bechal there can't be such a din by Lulav and Hadas and Arava. Van Veyu is what brings the din to Lulav, Hadas and Arava. So it's also din Van Veyu. Mashenk and Esrog, you don't need Van Veyu. Esrog gets din Me'ikira din. Now he wants to say also Van Veyu could be an ikuv, and he says like it's Masa Kazacham when it's Ma'akiv. He says, I mean, he doesn't bring this down, but Lachari, you find the Biskarov brings this down, and Gidden Daf Chafam and Aleph, that if someone writes the Shem Hashem Shloi Lishma, they're not allowed to be Mavril of Kul Masu Makachi. You can't just write it again over it Lishma. Why the Chum say in a shame in a mufchar? And the Gemara says the reason is it really is a ksav, but it's a kelev anveyu. So sometimes he sees a kelev anveyu as a psul, like writing the shame over by Mavel of Kulmas. We already explained that maybe taka the psul comes from hadar, but you need vanveyu to tell you it's not a psul in the guf, it's a psul in the, it's a psul just, it's a ikav in vanveyu, the nafkimin is b'shas atchak, like we said. There's an interesting biskirav in the ksavim, in the beginning of Nazir, that he wants to say fakert. He wants to say, if it passes at all, so there can't be just the chi of gavra. It's not shayach to pass the chi of gavra. It must be vanveyu that the chefsa shel mitzvah is missing if you don't have vanveyu. And as they can have this chakira. Rav Meisha was saying chakira in the psul hadar. Is the psul hadar that's a mitzvah the chefza, that you need hadar, or it's just the ikuv and the nivvan veyu. The Brisker Rav is saying, if anveyu has an ikuv, in dem state, vanveyu is not stam achi of gavra to make it beautiful. Vanveyu is a din in the guf mitzvah. So he brings the mashal. The Rambam says the gabi lulav sarach agad, where the Gemara says it's because of anveyu. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah and a mufkal agad as a lulav. What's mitzvah and a mufkar? Tainet the Rav, that means it's in the guf mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah. Not just the din in the gavra. Also, the Rambam brings a din of mukav gvil, which is ma'akiv, by stam. If the letters are touching each other, it's ma'akiv. And he says, because you need a ksiva noa. He brings a gabi din of ksiva noa. So you see, it's a din of guf mitzvah. Also, the mashal, you find tzitzit ma'akiv nesamila. The reason why we're caught off the skin, even though it's not ma'akiv, is al tzvan veyu. And you see that at least kozman shlei pirish, you could cut off the tzitzim she'ena ma'akvenes amila, even though it's only a din of vanveyu. You see, vaita, it's a din, it becomes a chelik in a mitzvah smila. But I think the Brisker Rav is not such a steer to Rav Moshe, because even though vanveyu is a din in the etzem mitzvah, but still, b'shasat chak, the mitzvah is not missing vanveyu. If the din hadar is nothing to do vanveyu, so the pshat is, is simply not the min the Torah wanted. But if the din hadar is coming from vanveyu, even if you could bring a raya vanveyu as a din in the guf mitzvah, otherwise it can't be ma'akiv, but it's the vanveyu that's ma'akiv, because vanveyu is a din of the guf mitzvah. So if you have someone else, you're not missing vanveyu, so the mele can't be ma'akiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.